This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How do I prevent pornography from reaching my children? It's a very serious question that I'm sure is on everyone's mind, especially as their children get to the age of 8, 9, and 10. Yes, you heard me right, 8, 9, and 10. This is what many social researchers are telling us is the age that children may become susceptible to viewing those kind of images, not by choice, but sometimes it'll pop up. And it'll pop up at times in online games, it'll pop up on YouTube, and it'll be something that, you know, as they're searching for something in a Google search bar or one of the search bars for a school project, they write in a word that at times may trigger other word searches. Sadly, though, much of the time, children become accidental viewers when they find it on someone else's devices that has been viewing it. Sadly to say, sometimes it's actually parents. And it begins, therefore, by us purifying ourselves, purifying our home. I do recommend that we have very honest discussions about it, especially if our children have grown into maturity. They're now 12, 13 years old. Chances are that people in their school are sending them videos of it. It's not something that they might search for, but it'll be WhatsApp to them. If they have their own electronic and social devices, chances are that they will have been exposed to it. So you need to have very, very frank conversations about it. Have very strong filtration systems in your home. Have it set up at the router, not just at the desktop or the iPad or whatever it is that they're using, but as a filter as it comes into their home. Monitor their social and online activity. And when I say monitor, I mean be invasive. And no child should expect that they have a level of privacy from their parents. And this is something that people who warn us about child abuse always regularly talk about. That our children, yes, they need to have their space, but it's not unmonitored space. You must be at the forefront of your children's lives, interacting with them, not as a command base, but as a friend. So build that love with them, be honest in your discussions, make sure that they listen to information and materials that comes from a variety of sources, not just Islamic sources, but people who will warn them about these kind of online interactions. The very last thing that I say to you is, their friends are really the key to the success of their future. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدَكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ The words of the Prophet ﷺ always reign true. Be careful and look to who your best friends are.